Blog Talk Radio.
Now go away or I shall taunt you a second time.
You and I have the courage to tell our elected officials that we want our national policy based on what we know in our hearts is morally right. Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
I am the voice of the voiceless.
Hey, everybody. It's your host, Matt Boland, and you're listening to Liberty's Voice with Matt Boland, episode number 4, 6 o'clock episode today. Just had to do a sound check, so that's probably why you heard the Monty Python quote earlier. Now go away or I shall taunt you a second time. But anyway, this is Liberty's Voice, episode number 4, for May 24th, 2016. We've got a lot to talk about today, and about 45 minutes to do it in. Hope everybody can hear me clearly out there. I know I have some problems with the audio occasionally, actually pretty often, but I'm trying to deal with it, so hopefully you can hear me, and if you can't, just bear with me late, and I will restart audio if it gets really bad. But anyway, this is the 4th episode of Liberty's Voice with Matt Boland. I am your host, Matt Boland, and it is May 24th, 2016. We've got the chat open, by the way, if you want to go in there and talk a little bit. 45 minutes of chatting about the political issues. Also, I'm on Facebook at Matt Boland. The name is Matt Boland. Just search for that. And the big issue today is, did you hear over the weekend, Obama strikes again. He ended the embargo. He says he's going to end the embargo on arms sales to Vietnam. Talking all about normalization, and this will help us normalize things and after remove vestiges of the Cold War. And of course, here's my opinion on that.
This calls for immediate discussion.
I guess he forgot a little bit about normalizing lives of our former prisoners of war that were held in Vietnam and those that gave their lives there. Guess he conveniently forgot about that one, huh? I mean, Vietnam War was, say what you will about it, it was a boondoggle. It was a, there's your word of the day, boondoggle. If I can hit this sound, I'll
say what?
Yeah, there's your word of the day, boondoggle. It was just a total mess. We had people protesting the war, of course. People saying, why are we there? A little bit like Iraq. When we came out of there, it was a mess. The thing that kind of incenses me about it, that outrages me about it, is there Obama and John Kerry, they're talking normalization there. And like I said, I guess he forgot about all the lives of the of our former prisoners of war that were held in Vietnam and those that gave their lives for the cause of freedom. Oh, and guess what? Our fine Secretary of State, John Kerry, if you've done your research on this, you see that he actually appeared with the North Vietnamese, our enemy during that war. During the war, he appeared there, and pretty much that our troops are scumbags. And so I guess you know what I think of him now. He's a scumbag. How he is Secretary of State, I have no idea. Because he's a traitor. He's a traitor to our forces and to this country. And I do not know why he's Secretary of State, but of course with Obama and that administration...
Surprise! Surprise! Surprise!
I guess putting a traitor in like a chief office in the administration is par for the course. And so that's basically what I think of that. Yeah, I don't think too much of him or Jane Fonda, who did the same thing. But the thing is, the reason why I dislike John Kerry more is he is actually in a position of power. Jane Fonda never was. I mean, they called her Hanoi Jane, and of course she runs down the troops too, and then marries Ted Turner, of course. But John Kerry's the same way, in my opinion, except he's worse. Let's call him Hanoi John. Anyway, moving right along, the phone number to call today is 646-668-8944 if you want to talk about any of these things. I know we've got a few listeners out there. They just don't speak up. Where are you, people? Don't be a meathead. Call the line at 646-668-8944.
You are a meathead.
646-668-8944, the number to call. Another big story today is I've got an update on the crash of Egypt Air Flight 804. According to the news reports and a senior Egyptian forensics official, human remains showed burn marks, and they were very tiny, very small, and that continues to point to an explosion, they say. An explosion bringing down the plane. And a U.S. official that was briefed said to Fox News that, quote, all signs continue to point to terrorism. I'm not sure if anybody has claimed responsibility yet, but this might be ISIS. Again. So what else is new? Yeah.
Surprise! Surprise! Surprise!
But here's a theory I have about it. And tell me if you agree with this. Maybe something happened in the cockpit. It could have been terrorism, yeah. But I'm thinking, seems to me like just like a pilot suicide by plane and took all the passengers down with them. That's happened before. They because there was no distress call, and some of the things that happened on the flight with just 4 minutes. With the fire and everything, they just make me a little suspect. They make me think that maybe the pilots had a role in bringing down this plane. I mean, did they check them out, their background or anything? What's up with that? Anyway, the official who spoke to the Associated Press in Egypt, he claimed that he examined the remains of some of the plane's 66 passengers and crew. He said the pieces of the bodies so far are really small, and there isn't even a whole body part, like an arm or a head. He also said one part of an arm had signs of burns, an indication it, quote, might have belonged to a passenger sitting next to the explosion. And, well, even with all our satellites, the U.S. official speaking to Fox News said, contrary to popular belief, we cannot see every part of the Earth all the time. I'm not sure where he got that one from. I mean, that doesn't seem to make sense, but I'm not saying it was a conspiracy or anything, but it just doesn't seem to make sense what he said.
You blithering idiot!
So we'd like to hear from you out there, if you're listening. Maybe Josh, my resident libertarian friend. I know Jaron was going to listen, but something came up for him. He can't listen. Maybe RL's out there. Definitely, we'll put you on the air, RL, and you can talk for however long you want. I do mute you sometimes, but sometimes I need to get to other things, you know. This is the life of a talk show host. We do have a guest in the chat room, 1126, whoever that is. Hello. And we're open for your discussion at 646-668-8944. That's 646-668-8944. And let's go to the next story. Of course, we're talking about Egypt Air Flight 804, the update there, and Obama ending the embargo, which is like 50 years old, on arms sales to Vietnam. Talking about normalization. Rolling my eyes here. Also in the news, and coming up, by the way, we do have this date in history, so stay tuned for that. Election news for you. Hillary Clinton has declined a Fox News invitation to a proposed Democratic debate in California. Bernie is pretty much making his last stand there, although he says he's going to take it to the convention, take the race to the convention and try to get some delegates withheld from Hillary Clinton. I'm not sure how much success he's going to have with that, though. He might be just
lost. Have you been eating loco weed?
But I know there are a good amount of Bernie Sanders supporters out there, including some of my friends, so talk to me about it. 646-668-8944. You know, I really think Hillary Clinton is pretty much running scared right now. She's like, uh-oh, Bernie's gaining some ground on me. I might not be able to take the nomination outright at the convention. They're starting to float rumors around about a possible Democratic broker convention, which would be interesting. Interesting to watch and keep track of. But, I haven't really gotten the delegate update for today, but I wonder if Bernie has any shot anymore. Bear with me one second. I don't multitask too well, but I'm trying to hype the show on Facebook here. And of course, my friends Rocky and RL and Charles and other people like Josh, the Libertarian. I'm on the air here, man. Definitely talk to me. Says I got some kind of a message here, but I don't see it. So if you message me, try it again. also have Josie listening out in California, I hope. We're talking a little bit about California and what might happen with Bernie Sanders. Maybe a broker convention. Hillary doesn't want to debate him, though, at the moment. And I'm not sure what's going to happen there, but it's interesting to watch. The election so far has been interesting to watch. Tiring, yes, but interesting to watch. we've got about 30 minutes, so let's hear from you again at 646-668-8944. 646-668-8944. It's time to do this date in history, I think. So let me cue the sound up for that. It's this day in history. I know we've got Wacko Bob out there somewhere, so, yeah, that's what we call him around here, Wacko Bob. That's his name, a name he gave himself, so, I'm not saying he's wacko, he's just called Wacko Bob. He might be listening, I hope he is. And so let's go with this date in history for today, May 24th. Well, first of all, if you're familiar with Morse code, the whole dot dash thing that they used, and they used to use for telegraphs and radio and everything like that, you'll be interested to know that today in 1844, Samuel Morse, who actually lived in New Haven, Connecticut, not too far down the road from me, tapped out the first telegraph message, first public telegraph message from the Capitol in D.C. Of course, Morse code was his thing, his development, his invention for telegraphs, which he also invented. And the first message was, "What hath God wrought? What hath God wrought?" on this day in 1844. And we got a birthday to announce. Happy birthday to Bob Dylan, legendary singer-songwriter. Of course, got all the hippies up in the 60s and everything. The quote that I really, I wouldn't say I totally like it. I guess it's okay because it does have a message in it, but it was supposed to be the slogan of the old weatherman group that bombed the Capitol and other places like that. "You don't need a weatherman to know which way the wind blows." Bob Dylan, born today, May 24th, 1941. Happy birthday, Bob. His real name is Robert Zimmerman. So cool. Probably have a lot of Dylan fans out there. At least some. And a historic date in Major League Baseball. Willie Mays debuted for the New York Giants baseball team on this date, May 24th, 1951. And, of course, they were dealing with the Negro Leagues at that time. But Jackie Robinson had made his debut already for the Brooklyn Dodgers, now the Los Angeles Dodgers, of course. And baseball was starting to get a little bit integrated, which is cool. And some of the things that they had to go through, though, not too cool. To make their mark in Major League Baseball and break down the color barrier. And that was May 24th, 1951. And finally, in this day in history, May 24th, 1974, legendary jazz artist Duke Ellington died of lung cancer and pneumonia complications. He was 75 years old, May 24th, 1974. And with the jazz and everything he did, he definitely contributed a lot to the American music scene and American culture as a whole. Lung cancer and pneumonia, complications from that, it was the cause of death. And that is why I don't smoke. I want to keep my lungs clear, and I don't want to die early. But anyway, that is it. As well as the chat. Let's see if we've got anybody in chat. Yeah, we've got guest 1126 soliciting your opinions and stuff. I just typed in the chat room. Yeah, like I said, I don't I do not multitask too well. So if you'll give me a second, I'm just going to post a number to call in the chat, which again, if you're out there listening to me, I would definitely like to hear from you. 646-668-8944. And I'm pretty sure somebody sent me a message here. Let's see if I can get to it. Oh, yeah, it was Bob from New York. Actually, from Florida, actually. He just gives me the big old thumbs up, I guess. And I guess he's listening. Also, let me send another message out. Shout out to my friend Jessica, one of my political gurus over here. I know she's here in Connecticut. I think she's in Southington, that area. But we are definitely open to your calls at 646-668-8944. We'd love to hear from you. So we've done this date in history. We've talked a little bit about the embargo on arms sales to Vietnam that Obama's just unilaterally lifting, I guess. He does everything by himself. Oh, we can't wait for Congress.
Surprise!
That is basically what I think he's saying sometimes. The whole nonsense kind of thing that I just hit. And next up on the agenda is a campus report. In fact, I was having a little bit of a conversation about this on Facebook yesterday with my friend Charles Anthony, an author, and he also does a couple of talk shows on his page. The Butthurt Show, I think he calls it. The Butthurt. Yes. And what's going on here? Messages and messages. More messages. Somebody sent me something. I don't know who. Anyway. He has the Butthurt Report every now and then. Chuck Anthony. Charles Anthony. Online there. And so definitely listen to that if you want to get into some good talk and good opinions. But here's the campus report coming up. What's going on our college campuses in the way of free speech and other big issues. Basically, the big issue we're covering on campus right now is the whole free speech thing. And I know some people have experience with that and actually listen to this show. Like to hear from you. Well, today's campus report, apparently a student at Southern Oregon University, I'm not quite sure where that is in Oregon, but a student there has, his campaign for a student Senate seat and like the student government, it was forced to be suspended by the Student Elections Committee, the Student Government Elections Committee. And here's the reason. Well, an opposing candidate filed a grievance against him. And what for, do you ask? It appears she was a little bit upset about him refusing to use gender-neutral pronouns. He just said, my opinion's my opinion, and pretty much I'm going to call people what they are.
This calls for immediate discussion!
And so the Student Government's Elections Committee had that campaign suspended for one day pending an investigation of them at Southern Oregon University, somewhere in Southern Oregon. Not sure where. And that's pretty, it doesn't make sense that, to me, that just for saying, oh, he, she, they, the whole thing with the gender pronouns, you're pretty much penalized for it, but that's the way it is on college campuses right now. Free speech is really limited and under attack. And it actually did a lot of damage, because actually a day later they said, okay, you can start up your campaign again, but by then it was too late for them to do the right thing, so to speak. It was too late, and his campaign had already taken a lot of damage, and of course, it was an unsuccessful campaign, partly due to this reason, that there was a grievance filed against him for not using gender-neutral pronouns. And I just think we should be able to call people what they really are. I mean, let's not hide things here. Let's call people what they are, and let's be grown-ups about it. I mean, of course, try not to use all the racial and social bad names, epithets for people, which I'm not going to mention here because I want to keep it clean. But you know what I'm talking about, the F word, the N word, in some African American circles, the C word. That it's something to eat. And you know all those words, like words for somebody who may be a woman, that it's like a female dog. But I really don't understand the argument about, hey, don't call somebody gay if they're gay. That Charles Anthony, presented yesterday. I mean, what should we call him? Strange? Weird? Or what they used to call queer? Is that what they want to be called now? There's so much about what people want to be called, not what they should be called. And it's all this politically correct stuff. And we're too politically correct, I think. I mean, if you don't like what a person has to say, suck it up. Be a man or woman about it and suck it up. Because I've got news for you. You may say they hurt your feelings, but nobody cares.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
And in life, I've found your feelings are going to get hurt. Because life's not fair. And anybody who thinks it is, well, they better have their head examined, in my opinion.
Have you been eating loco weed?
But anyway, we're discussing that, the campus report. I still have about 15 minutes. So let's see what else is going on. Good article in the New York Post. I guess it was published yesterday about the Vietnam thing and Obama speaking in Hanoi and saying, oh, we've got to normalize relations. And so I'm unilaterally ending the embargo on arms sales that has been to Vietnam that has been in place for about 50 years. Hey, Obama, why don't you try to normalize the lives of some of our crippled and handicapped prisoners of war former prisoners of war that were over there in Vietnam. Why don't you try to have better care for them? The Veterans Administration is a disgrace. The VA health center, VA hospitals, it's a disgrace. Veterans are dying because they can't get the proper care there, or they just get ignored. And that is a huge thing for me. That's a disgrace to me. Because my father, he was a Korean War veteran, and he did get the right care at the VA hospital here in East Haven or West Haven, Connecticut. But it was at the end of his life, of course. He did get the right care, but the family had to jump through a few hoops. They made us do the whole red tape thing. And when a veteran is sick or dying, I just feel that red tape is the last thing the family should have to deal with. His family or her family. And they should be dealing with, okay, what are our plans for the end of his life if he's dying, or what are our plans to get him better? And to me, it's a disgrace the way we take care of our veterans right now. It's got to get better. How it will, I'm not sure right now, but we've got to improve it. And I know my dad would probably agree with that one. My father passed away last year at the age of 80. Everything shut down on him. He had been sick. He had cancer. He beat the cancer, but it took a toll on his system, and the system finally said no more. It shut down. But I do remember him a lot. Okay, on other subjects, let's get to another subject other than that. I know it can be pretty, I don't know the word I want to use, but pretty sad, pretty hard to talk about sometimes. But the other subjects we're talking about is the whole, like I said, the embargo on arms sales to Vietnam. And this deals with the veterans issue, in my opinion. Obama makes a big thing of standing in front of American and the communist Vietnam flag. And he says he wants to end a, quote, lingering vestige of the Cold War by ending this arms embargo that we had for 50 years. And according to this writer in the New York Post, I think his name is Seth Lipsky, he really doesn't understand. Well, I think he understands. He knows what he's doing. And that's one of my big, outrageous kind of points with him that I disagree with him so much, because he knows what he's doing. It's not just he's doing the wrong thing. He knows he's doing the wrong thing, I think. He might not know. He might not know right from wrong, in my opinion. But he's very smart, and he knows what he's doing. But in Vietnam, pretty horrible human rights record, I see here. That in China, of course. And in the next couple weeks, we'll do a special feature, probably, on the Tiananmen Square massacre in China, which really came to a head on June 4th, 1989, almost 27 years ago. And we'll do a feature on that. But the communists in Vietnam have a pretty bad human rights record. Vietnam's government, according to the group Human Rights Watch, is, quote, one of the most repressive in the world, unquote. Expression, association, free assembly, it's all limited in Vietnam because, of course, they have a communist system which says, oh, we can't talk about these things. And we can't let you associate with people who might dissent against the government. We can't let those topics be talked about or discussed or presented at all. In fact, it never happened, according to them.
This calls for immediate discussion.
I was just researching Tiananmen Square the other day, and according to the Chinese, it never happened. It's like a Holocaust denial. They're totally denying it. They said, and those that actually acknowledge that something happened there say to this day that nobody was killed and nobody was injured. And as you will see when I do my special feature on the Tiananmen Square Massacre, June 4th, 1989, a lot of people were killed and even brutally crushed by the Chinese army. But that's beside the point. Let's go into this article a little bit more. And Obama says any arms deals will have to meet the unusual requirements, including human rights. Yeah, right. This is a guy that appeased Iran. Said to Iran, okay, we'll let you have nuclear weapons. Just behave. And you know they're not going to behave. It's not going to happen. It was a foolish deal. And like former Congressman Alan West would say, it was damn stupid. What we need to do is kick their butts. If diplomacy is not working, go in there, take out their nuclear sites, and kick their freaking butts. Because we shouldn't have to tolerate an Iran with nuclear weapons. But again, that's beside the point. I'm just talking about communism a little bit, and the words of normalization and we want to be friends again, they're great, but I don't think we can be friends when they have all these human rights violations, when they mistreat their own citizens, and when they don't respect the idea of freedom or liberty. And just a piece of history for you, newsflash to all the people who might be saying, oh, we did okay in Vietnam. Guess what? We lost that war. That's the only war we really lost. We withdrew. The South Vietnamese surrendered. Saigon fell. I mean, we were desperately trying to get people out of that embassy. And the North Vietnamese, the communists, they took power. They said, oh, we're uniting the country. But they took full power. So the South Vietnamese and our forces surrendered. We withdrew. No thanks to thanks a lot to John Kerry, who ran down the troops, said they were scumbags, at a conference in Vietnam during the war. That's treason to me. He is a traitor, and he should not be in our government. But now that I've had my say, you have 5 minutes to have yours at 646-668-8944. A lot of rants today by me, a lot of opinions, but that's what this show is about. Share your opinions, share your rants, share your ideas for making things better. And that's how we do it here on Liberty's Voice with Matt Boland. You're listening to the May 24th, 2016 edition. Tuesday episode, which started a little later tonight than our usual time. I'm trying it at 6 o'clock, see if I can get more live listeners. We'll see what I do on Friday. I have these shows on Tuesday and Fridays. Tuesdays and Fridays, of course, for the new listeners out there, at either 5 or 6 o'clock for about 45 minutes. And chat's always open. The phone lines are always open. And we always talk about some interesting stuff, including debates with libertarians, other conservatives, people that might be a little more liberal or moderate are also welcome. But, of course, the liberals, prepare to have your mind blown. And in the coming couple of weeks, I think we're going to get into some of the local elections here in the Northeast. That's what I want to get into. I have some friends who are members of the local Republican Party and local Libertarians as well. Like Josh out there, here in Connecticut. We'll see if we can get them on the show and talk about elections, talk about what's been happening in the Northeast and other regions, and in Connecticut primarily. And we'll talk to them about what their agenda is, what elections are going to look like for them and other people, and how and things that they want to get accomplished, and what they're going to do. That'll be in a week or two. I might set something up for Friday. See if we can do a show with a politician on Friday evening at 5 or 6. Might be part of the 45-minute show. Might be 20, 25 minutes I usually like to spend on politicians and discussions like that. But we'll have some politicians and some other notable people coming up in future shows. And in this show, we've got about 2 minutes and 5 seconds now. So last call to call up, 646-668-8944, and talk to me, make your opinion known on the issues here, being what we've discussed today is Hillary has declined the Fox News invitation to a proposed Democratic debate in California. I think she might be scared of Bernie. We had an update on Egypt Air Flight 804, and I voiced my opinion that it could have been pilot suicide. No distress call was made, but they say an explosion may have brought down the plane. The end of the embargo on arms sales to Vietnam that was just announced by Obama. We talked about this date in history. Samuel Morse tapped out the first telegraph message using Morse code on this date in 1844. And we also mentioned a couple more historical events that happened today, like the birth of Bob Dylan in 1941. We have about 45, maybe a little more than that, maybe about 50 seconds left. So I'm just going to mention, we also talked about the Campus Free Speech Report and what's going on there. And I don't really have a outro yet for my show here, but it's time to hit the intro-outro music. So thank you, everybody, for listening.
If you and I have the courage to tell our elected officials that we want our national policy based on what we know in our hearts is morally right.
Hey, thanks a lot for listening. Keep up to date on my Facebook.
Government is not the solution to our problem.
Thanks for listening.
Government is the problem.
We'll be back Friday at 5 or 6 o'clock.
Voiceless
time. So long, people.